This is the Rich Eisen Show.
I'm here.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
There's a flag down at the line of scrimmage as the pass is to an open Travis Kelce, who flings it back over to Tony. My goodness,
I think it's coming back.
Number 19, offense.
The Rich Eisen Show.
To take away greatness like that, I mean, let us play the game.
Earlier on the show, two-time Super Bowl champion and Greenlight podcast host, Chris Long. Coming up, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Chris Long of the Greenlight Pod and you. That's what we've been doing for the last 2 hours, talking about week 14 in the National Football League right here on the Roku Channel Live. We're thrilled to be here every single day on Channel 210 on every Roku device known to man, and it's free. On every Roku device known to man. It is free on select Samsung Smart TV, Amazon Fire TVs. It is free on the Roku app because the Roku channel's on it. And then, of course, the RokuChannel.com on the internet tubes. And as soon as we're done, we re-air on Channel 210 over and over and over again until we come on the air tomorrow. Our two guests slated for tomorrow's program. Love this guy. He's been on before. He's one of my favorite actors from one of my favorite shows in the last several years, from The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. That's not what he's on to promote. He's got a new project. Tony Shalhoub, Monk from back in the day. Monk. He, you know what? He's a diehard Packers fan.
Oh.
So what better way to chop up tonight's game than with him?
Love it.
And then in studio slated to appear the star of the new movie Ferrari. He plays Ferrari in it. He's fresh off of his hosting gig on Saturday Night Live. Adam Driver is scheduled to be here in studio. So we've got that on Tuesday's program. So we'll re-air this show until Tuesday's show, and then so on and so forth. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. What a weekend in Los Angeles sports, to say the least. The Los Angeles Lakers take home the NBA Cup. Gotta be honest, I thought it would be bigger. They look right.
Well, you don't want to like have
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they can't, can't, it can't like be bigger than the Larry O'B, right?
So Larry O'B
isn't even really that big.
By the way, they had to make this decision that the trophy needs to be a certain size because it can't be bigger than the one that they give out for the whole enchilada, right?
Right.
But they certainly, you know, I mean, check it. They checked every box, man. I think this went as well as the NBA front office and ownership and whoever's in the board of governors wanted it to go.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, because the players were into it, and then the most famous player on planet Earth and maybe the greatest of all time in many people's minds won it.
Yeah.
And not only did LeBron win it, but he was psyched to win it. Like, he treated it like it was a championship. And I understand everyone's like, you know, that's just his, that's typical LeBron, of him winning something that is not significant in their minds and acting like it is significant.
I think it's significant.
And of course it is. I mean,
it's the first of something.
It's the first of something, but it's a competition. And if they are, in fact, the ultimate competitors that everyone believes that they are, and I hate saying it that way, but the whole, you know, nonsense of load management and things of that nature makes you think sometimes whether these guys really want to be out there for the full entire season or not. But be that as it may, you know, did you see they handed out mini champagne bottles, and he put on the goggles, and they had their lockers all draped in plastic, ready for the celebration.
He was joking that the young guys don't know nothing about this when he's
right. I know that. And so but that's the visual you want. You want LeBron James in a victorious locker room acting like he's won something significant because he believes
it. It all worked.
And so it worked.
And you know what else worked, Rich?
No.
Because you know, Brockman and I, we're kind of known Laker haters, but I haven't really been getting on Laker fans lately because why? What's the point? Well, as soon as they won this, my text message group started going off of Laker fans talking trash, and now I'm back on the hating Laker bandwagon.
There you go.
Simply because of this.
So does that mean O'Shea Jackson Jr. is going to make an appearance on the Rich Eisen Show to come?
Maybe.
We should get him on
here. Just like, it's more ammo for the LeBron stands because, you know, Jordan never won an in-season tournament.
Right. So. Okay. That's true.
You know what he would have done had there been an in-season tournament?
Won it.
He would have won it.
That's true.
He would have won it. And the Lakers look terrific. Oh, and by the way, one other thing, too, is that I'm sure the NBA wanted these games to add more significance to this part of the schedule that you don't pay attention to all that much, as well as shine a spotlight on some players that normally don't get one. Tyrese Halliburton. Check that box, too.
New stars. Yep.
I mean, that worked. Sell merchandise. Yep. Look at the floor. It's all different.
Go to Vegas.
You love the floors, too. That was your favorite part.
I mean, again, it's just a conscious decision. Let's make it look different when we play these games. So just turning on the game, you know it's something from the tournament.
It was a lot of blue. That blue was kind of like,
I don't know. The first game that was played there on Thursday night, we didn't discuss it on Friday because we were too busy talking about how the Patriots won a big football game. It looked like, you know when the NCAA tournament moves to the Final Four, mm-hmm. arena, and it's bigger, they playing in a football stadium and the shooting's off.
Yep.
I kind of got that sense in the beginning of those games in Vegas because the floor is just like, don't you think you don't know whether you're out of bounds, you're in bounds.
It's gotta be distracting.
It's like I was watching Michigan play Oregon about a week ago, and that
Oregon's floor is crazy too.
It's cool as hell.
Right.
It's cool, but it's very cool.
It is.
There's a lot going on there.
So congratulations to the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, I guess so.
For winning the first ever NBA in season tournament. And then.
Sure, why not?
Are they going to put up a dumb banner?
And then.
They probably will.
Oh, yeah.
Next to Taylor Swift.
And then. The Los Angeles sports fan learns that Shohei Ohtani gets to stay in Los Angeles. But I'm sure every Dodger fan will tell you, here in Los Angeles, they're actually getting Ohtani for the first time because Anaheim sure ain't Los Angeles. Because you need a helicopter to get from Los Angeles to county proper to the game in Anaheim.
Well, he can afford that.
And so...
A couple of them.
But Shohei Ohtani, in fact, stays in Southern California. And he never was in Toronto. And he announced on his Instagram page...
Scooped everybody.
...that he's going to the Dodgers.
Hey.
And then when I read this on my phone... In Simi Valley, California, being the best dad ever. Susie and I divided and conquered. Susie was with Taylor at her semifinal playoff basketball game for the Goldie Youth League. I was out there in Simi Valley with Coop for his travel ball. Very far away from a $700 million contract, although my son did pitch and hit that day.
Hey, you got to start somewhere.
No pressure.
You got to start somewhere.
Best dad ever. Hashtag Cooptani.
Cooptani. That's the guy.
I read this and I thought to myself, man, oh, man. Here we go. The Los Angeles Dodgers. Mission accomplished. They got him. And we've been sitting here for years saying this was inevitable.
Yeah.
And then I saw the dollars and the cents and the length of the contract. And I thought to myself, well, that's one way to win the Ohtani sweepstakes is put a 7 with 8 zeros behind it. 9 figures, 10-year deal, $700 million. Apparently, a lot of it is, Bonilla'd.
Yeah.
So they can avoid luxury taxes and, as they say, build a championship team around him as if showing up in a batting order that starts with Mookie Betts and then has Freddie Freeman in front of it is not already building around Ohtani or placing him around something that's already ready-made built for somebody with his bat and then eventually we assume arm. Because the Dodgers need that process to happen fast because, as we all know, they need the arms maybe more than the bat. And what they have, though, is the superstar that will fill Dodger Stadium every single night to see him, that he's in the lineup.
Isn't it already filled every
night? It's pretty much damn close, but now
from
it'll be...
the third inning to the seventh inning, it's full.
It's good enough.
You know how hard it is to get anywhere in this town. Especially trying to get to Dodger Stadium.
And this is it. This is it. This is
who
it.
Cares?
10 years,
I'm going.
10 years, we got to see, what, 3 rings at least?
That's minimum.
Minimum.
At least one, right? You got to get one.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to take the under.
Ooh.
Got to see 3-3. And you take a look at what's to come, because this is why the Dodgers do it for various reasons. One of them is we're already talking about their spring training opener. So go to Arizona to check them out.
Wow.
And then there's the World Tour for Major League Baseball, March 20th in Seoul, Korea.
That's cool.
The home opener is against the Cardinals. The first game of Wrigley Field, this is from Major League Baseball. So a spot where the Cubs hoped to have seen him in a home uniform. He will be a Dodger on April 5th. Then they will see Acuna, the battle of the reigning most valuable players, in May 3rd when they're taking on Atlanta in Dodger Stadium. They visit Yankee Stadium June 7th.
Whoa, that's cool.
Oof. Well, do I tell Susie now that that's where we'll be spending our anniversary?
I'd say you just did.
Yep.
They host the Rangers and Corey Seager on June 11th. June 21st, longest day of the year, and that's the way the Angels fans will feel because it's their first regular season game against these Dodgers. And then September 3rd, they buried it all right there on, imagine, Labor Day weekend. It'll be the first time they see Ohtani in a visiting uniform in Angel Stadium. And I feel for the Angels, except for the fact, how did they not see this coming? Because two summers ago, they should have offloaded him for a Brinks truck.
Yep.
Now, this might be 2020 hindsight or whatever.
You know.
I mean, come on. How do we not see all this coming? That the Dodgers eventually, if you let him go to free agency, would back it up and crush it. And I'm just wondering if occasional Rich Eisen show guest, and we always appreciate when JP Morosi calls into the show, and I'm sure he's not very pleased with whoever told him that Ohtani was on a plane to Toronto and that he reported it as such. And maybe he gets, maybe Ohtani will break him off a nice piece of this $700 million, because maybe that's why the Dodgers on that Friday night went to $700 million, because they figured we've got to keep him from going to Toronto. Although I believe we learned that midway through that Friday that the plane that arrived in Toronto that everyone was talking about was not Ohtani's plane, but Robert Hergovic's, right? One of the Shark Tank guys. He's the Canadian.
Oh, is that what he had to do with
yes.
that?
Yes.
I saw his name floating around. I'm like, what's Robert have to do with this?
Yes. Yeah. It was him on the plane.
Well, wasn't it also the Ohtani's team kind of...
Who knows what was going on behind the scenes?
To Toronto to try to, like, make the Dodgers stay there so they would add more money?
Somebody call up Morosi and tell him something's up. Maybe I don't mean to accuse anybody of anything, but...
I think his team played some games.
I don't know. That was straight out of the Rosenhaus. Let me be on the phone sitting next to Willis McGahee move as he drops down the draft. Are we on television? Oh, I'm on the phone. You better come draft him.
Good move.
Well, but it doesn't matter. Ohtani's here, and he's not in Anaheim anymore. He's staying in Southern California. So congratulations to all of the reporters from Japan who have been living here and were nervous that they would all have to uproot their family to Canada or somewhere else, that they get to stay here, and now we get to see Ohtani play in Dodger Stadium for the Los Angeles Dodgers, which is truly the most inevitable thing we have seen in the sports world.
Yeah,
I mean, in recent memory, you knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, we were hoping, honest with ourselves.
We were hoping.
Yeah, but
you were hoping.
We were hoping. But if we're going to be honest with ourselves, you kind of knew.
You knew it
that he was going
to see.
And by the way, it's kind of cool because I'm not going to Anaheim, but I'll go watch him play for the Dodgers just because you have to see this man play before. It's
first thing I'm doing if I'm the Phillies is I call up the Angels saying how much for Trout.
And that's,
you know, he doesn't want to be there anymore.
Rich. It seems like Mike Trout is, when it's all said and done.
But if you're the Angels, you're like, hell no. I'm sorry, Mike. You're not going anywhere. Like, we still need a draw at this place. We're not giving up. We're not disbanding our team in Major League Baseball. We're still here.
Rich, they had two of the greatest baseball players of all time, and they have nothing to show for it. So maybe it is time to...
To disband?
To let them go and rebuild. I mean...
Best line of the day, though, was from Kevin Clark, right? Who covers football. Is he with the Ringer anymore?
I think he's an ESPN guy.
Okay. And I'm sorry, Kevin, for not knowing off the top of my head. But his tweet was spot on, that this $70 million a year salary for Ohtani is a North American standard that will live all the way up until the point the Giants re-signed Daniel Jones, which gave me a huge laugh watching my son's baseball game
very, very funny.
A 30-mile-an-hour Simi Valley wind.
Very, very funny.
So wait a minute.
And a 45-degree morning wind chill watching him play baseball.
So you were in Simi on Saturday, right?
Yes.
So was I.
Whoa.
I was up at Benny Blade's crib.
I can only hope it wasn't outdoors, sir.
Oh, no. Normally, it was. So you're right. The wind was awful. Now that I know that that's what you were sitting through.
Rich, in advertising alone, they're probably going to pay half that a year.
Well, it's not just more. It's not just that, Mike. It's also, KO, Keith Olbermann pointed this out. He takes up two roster spots.
Yeah.
So when he comes back, and we're assuming he's going to be as great a pitcher as there is, it's one roster spot for an elite pitcher and one roster spot for an elite hitter. Normally, you would be separate. It's one. So you get to get another player on your team. That's another added benefit. Plus, there'll be Dodger gear sold around the world.
Crazy.
It'll be must-see television, must-see watching. And you know, that's another reason why. And again, just for the equivalency, I mean, look, Betts is on the same team. Freddie Freeman's going to bat between them, right? Like that's their first and third in the order right there for the Dodgers on the screen, right?
I think so.
Okay, so, that's what, I mean, honestly,
crazy, man. It's right? crazy.
And so that's the idea. And you had, I mean, good for them to go ahead and do it. If they have the money, it's not yours. I imagine the tickets will go through the absolute roof. Well, parking will be $100.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so whatever. Fine. You want to spend it to go see him. I mean, it's a premium.
Tickets, Brock?
And you know, the football equivalent would be if Mahomes was Micah Parsons. How much would you pay him?
Oh,
If you had a quarterback of Mahomes and Micah Parsons' ability to throw it and rush the passer in the same guy, and it's the same thing, like that's what we're talking
that's
about.
That's it.
So it's gonna you be can make crazy. A case that they actually are going to make a mint in spending $700 million over 10 years or whatever it is when they finally pay it out. And then just football-wise in Los Angeles, the Rams are such a fun team to watch.
They're fun to
watch.
They
have been one of the most pleasant surprises of the year. I thought they would just be the latest meat in the grinder that is M&T Bank Stadium for
Baltimore.
You know, for any out of division or conference opponent for Baltimore. Anybody that's coming this year, they have boat raced. They're coming off a bye week, and the Rams went in here, ran it down their throat, then threw it all over the place. Kyle Hamilton got hurt. Good news for Baltimore is it's not a season ender. It's a week-to-week grade one strain of the MCL. So, because this is a different defense for Baltimore when Kyle Hamilton's not patrolling it on the second level or going wherever the hell he damn pleases because he can. Puka Nacua is a revelation.
Awesome.
I mean, he's a Les Snead special.
Yep.
Man.
Okay, the offensive line has performed way better than you thought. The defense is filled with guys you don't know their names other than Aaron Donald. I mean, straight up.
Yep.
And, man, they took a game to overtime. Stafford has totally erased the narrative that he's washed over the hill, doesn't want to play anymore, and can't take a hit.
Agreed.
Three touchdowns, almost 300 yards passing, and they forced overtime in a rain, just when you think Los Angeles. I mean, it wasn't 30 degrees and rainy, but
it was gross.
Yeah. That's a Ravens team that can win the Super Bowl, and the Rams, their former Super Bowl champion essence showed up, and then, oh God, for them to have an opportunity in overtime to just kick a field goal and win it, can't get a first down, punt it back, and then game over. You know, Tylan Wallace with the second walk-off punt return in overtime of the season. The Jets had the first against the Bills in week one, and that's the way the Ravens move on. And the Rams are 6-7 with some winnable games here on out. I would not count them out just yet. I believe 10-7 makes it, don't you? Certainly with the way that
the
Vikings. No, in the NFC.
In the NFC.
That the Vikings looked, I mean, they're gettable. And the Packers tonight.
I think 9-8 is going to make it.
Okay, so I think the Rams still have an excellent shot here. Damn straight they are. Home for Washington, home for New Orleans. Don't sell your tickets, guys. Just go.
I'm going.
New Orleans. The Giants, and then there's that big one at the end. Will San Francisco be resting people, or will they just want to spit their last breath? A spite game. They'll open a spite store out there in Santa Clara. That'll be fun.
You know what else I love about Puka? Him going old school, no gloves, Brown style with the tape on his hand yesterday. Right. Just was like, that guy's amazing, man.
And then there's one more L.A. story. It's the Chargers. We'll hit that when we come back. I got my phone lens lit, too. It's great. And I haven't even hit the Jets yet.
Zach.
And then I tread deep into Waters.
Right.
Cannonball straight into Waters that you guys think I should. I definitely know you guys think I shouldn't go there, but I'm going there.
Uh-oh. Is this about Einstein?
Nope. Okay. He's gone. I'm on. By the way, I'm on alert. We should be for the last four weeks of the season. See if Paul Giamatti. Somebody find out if Giamatti's been riding a bike somewhere trying to get his cell reception up.
Kaput.
Yeah. Game time tickets. Get it on your app right now. Get that app on your phone right now, pardon me, or any mobile device. Visit Game Time Tickets to get tickets. Perfect time of the year. Might have a very difficult time getting them otherwise. Certainly when everybody's got an idea of going to a music, a concert, a comedy, theater event, sporting event. Certainly in your neighborhood, if not that, when you're traveling in time for the holidays, you can get tickets anywhere through Game Time Tickets. And it's so easy to do. You can buy tickets in seconds with two taps and you get all in prices. This is the aspect of Game Time Tickets that I love the most because I hate hidden fees. I hate not knowing. You get to see everything up front. So you know you're getting a great deal before you check out and you get to see the view from your seat. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use my code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create an account, redeem the code RICH, $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Your phone calls when we come back as well. 844-204-RICH.
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day.
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. Sotyktu inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Grammer. Wounded Warrior Project supports injured veterans by connecting them with fellow warriors, by serving them through mental health and wellness programs, and by empowering them to live on their own terms. No one should face a battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Let's talk Audible, people. Audible lets you enjoy all of your audio entertainment all in one app. Titles in every kind, in all categories. Wellness, bestsellers, and new releases, as well as podcasts and originals. And Audible members can keep one title a month from the entire catalog. You keep it. You'll always find the best of what you love or something new to discover. You know, I travel a lot, especially during football season. And right now, listening to player memoirs from Audible really helps me relax and pass the time on long flights. With the app, you can listen anywhere as it's all in one spot. Whether I'm on a transatlantic flight or on a long car ride with my family, I just put on an audiobook from Audible and boom. It's so easy to just listen. New members can try Audible now free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/Eisen or text Eisen to 500-500. That's audible.com/EISEN or text EISEN to 500-500 to try Audible free for 30 days.
Oh, just having some fun in the break, you know?
With?
I mean, Breer.
Breer? Text or public?
It's public.
Oh,
Twitter. He retweeted the Ohio State NIL collective trying to raise money.
Oh, well, that's nice.
And he's like, you know.
He's just supporting his school. I know you got to troll him.
He retweeted, it's a great way for Ohio State alums to get involved, make a difference for all the phenomenal athletes and people that go through the football program.
That's nice of him.
It is.
Nice.
It's called the 1870 Society. So I responded, is 1870 the number of days since Michigan last lost to Ohio State?
Oh, see, that's not.
I mean, wow. And the beat goes on.
And the fact that I have 10 more months of this, too.
That's actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
I got 10 more months of this, too.
I'll give you that.
You got a big game coming up, though.
I am.
I know, that's I know. Fine. You got to throw Ohio State's
bigger. Ohio State's in the past.
I get it.
This point last year, they were still alive.
Got to win the championship,
though. I was still thinking, we knocked them out.
It's a bit, you know, I can't wait to be at that
game. Last year, Utah helped them be the Undertaker, you know, Undertaker GIF. They got straight up and damn near won, made the national championship game because Stroud is unreal.
Yeah.
It was somebody responded. How many days since Michigan won a national title?
See, I understand. I understand. Like listen, I understand that, but I'm just talking about, you know, the thing. The best thing about us, Michigan, Ohio State, right now is it's about me.
How about this one? No, it's the number of times Harfraud cheated.
Oh, okay. Oh, Harfraud. I like it.
Oh, yes.
I like it. Well, Guess what?
Let's see. What else we
got? What are they? They're in the Cotton Bowl. That's great.
Cotton.
Well, that's a traditional.
It is.
Yeah, the Cotton Bowl. Yeah,
that's cool.
Who are they playing? Championship.
I don't know. I don't know. You know what? I'm not concerned about them.
Let's take a look at the old bowling.
So bad.
Having a good time. Living my best life.
So bad.
Good time.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. He's always been great to us. He called in the minute that he was hired here in Los Angeles. He's been on multiple times before. He offered me his parking spot graciously. I mean, he's been on before.
Yep.
And when he was hired from the Rams, the idea was to bring somebody who would provide, you know, a both sides of the ball mentality that the Chargers didn't have with Anthony Lynn. I mean, if you remember Anthony Lynn, when Herbert first got the job, was basically saying, Tyrod Taylor's still my guy, even though Herbert did what he did against the Chiefs without knowing he was going in the game. And we're like, what's up with that? And then Lynn goes out and they hire Brandon Staley. And here we are a few years later and still haven't gotten a playoff win. Got a playoff appearance last year. It looked like they were getting a playoff win. They blew it. And Chargers are still charging, to use that phrase. And now it looks like Brandon Staley is looking at another lost season. And they lose to the Broncos yesterday, 24-7. Going into the season, it was like, okay, Chargers have got Justin Herbert and that offense and the defense with Khalil Mack and Bosa and the rest of this team, Derwin James, they've got talent everywhere. And all they got to do is just do what they did last year and play better now that they got Kellen Moore along with Brandon Staley, former quarterback, who could relate to how many defensive-minded coaches can look at their quarterback and say, "This is I know what you're seeing."
Yep.
And now they're looking at a 5-8 record without Justin Herbert. He's not going to play. They're saying has he already been ruled out?
He's already been ruled out.
I thought it was an if potential. Yeah. I don't know. He's seeing specialists for the index finger on his throwing hand.
Yeah, trying to decide if surgery is the way to go.
Well, I mean, what if he's needed, just do it and end it. But Brandon Staley, I mean, it's a legitimate question to see if he'll still be here to coach it. And it's just, if it is the end, I tweeted this out yesterday when they failed again in this situation. In my 20 years of being with NFL Network, I cannot recall a combination of poor decision-making, execution, and play calling. It's either all three at once, or one of the three, or two of the three in combination, or one of the three standing by its own. I have never seen more futility when it comes to fourth downs than the Brandon Staley Chargers. It just seems the football gods always put this coach in making a decision about whether to go for it on fourth down or not. And when he makes the right decision, the play calling's off. Or he makes the right decision, the execution's off. Or he makes the right decision and both the execution and the play calling's off. Or he shouldn't make the right that decision. He makes the wrong decision and the play calling and execution are off. I've never seen it. It's uncanny. And it happened again yesterday, and it caused the Broncos to get some momentum when they really didn't have any. And then they knock Herbert out. And now it's Easton Stick on Thursday night. Easton Stick versus...
Great name.
Aiden O'Connell. And Easton Stick will be the 54th different starting quarterback. 55th, pardon me. The 54th, if I'm not mistaken, was Drew Lock. It's unreal how many starting quarterbacks we've seen, different starting quarterbacks this year in the NFL, threatening last year's record of 68 starting quarterbacks in the NFL. The double nickel will be Easton Stick. And by the way, if he gets hurt, you know who the Chargers said it might be? Max Duggan. So there's a lot happening.
Wow.
Jeez. Here with the Chargers, and none of it is good.
None of it.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. Let's take a couple of phone calls right here. Where are we going to go? Dan in Tampa, Florida. What's up, Dan?
Hey, fellas. How are we doing, guys?
What's going on?
What's up, man?
Yeah, TJ. Rich, I want to. I had a question about the Broncos.
Are you stretching, Dan? What are you doing? What was that? Where would you just get up? What's happening? You good?
No, I'm right here. I'm right here.
Attaboy. What do you got in mind?
Yeah. I didn't see we went over the Broncos and Chargers last night. I had a question about like where you find yourself on the Broncos, and then also with the Chargers, and then how they play in the panel.
I'll tell you what, man. Denver's got a shot here. Significant. Right now, they're on the outside looking in. They're in the sniffing it category right now. And, you know, they are ready to head to Detroit. And that's a big football game, Dan. That is a monster football game, because the Lions right now, you know, need to keep winning to have a shot at anything better than their current 3 seed. And thanks for the call, Dan. And the Lions, if the Vikings can somehow get it together, or the Packers continue to get it together, it's possible we can see things get really tight for Detroit. But that's for Detroit. The Broncos right now, it's unreal. They have won 6 out of their last 7. 1-5 to 7-6. And every single time you think they're out, Russ just puts one in the chimney, and it comes down in the hands of Cortland Sutton in the end zone. It's unreal. And then they got New England on Christmas Eve night. I'm calling that on NFL Network. And then after that, Easton Stick at home, it looks like, and then at Vegas to wrap it up. What do you think? If they beat Detroit, is 11-6 a possibility for the Denver Broncos?
I think they're going to do it. I think they're going to win out. And John guess Payton, what? Coach of the year.
Guess what they can do, too? Win the division if the Chiefs continue to do what they're doing. And Brockman is putting his be quiet finger to his lips right now, because that reeks of an Overreaction Monday podcast topic, I imagine, after we're doing our show today. Okay. So the Denver is, and by the way, if in any way, shape, or form, the Broncos pull off this feat of winning the division because the Chiefs stumble and the Broncos keep winning, then Sean Payton, you got to throw his name in for Coach of the Year.
He's 15-1 right now, Rich.
And that's for sure. Let's go to Ben in Austin, Texas. You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Ben?
Gentlemen, thank you for taking my call. Rich, first of all, props to Chris Long, man. His analysis is just as good as he was on the field. That guy's got to get some more listeners. It was really, really impressive.
Well, he's got his Green Light Pod. He's on the CW on Inside the NFL, and that's one of the many reasons why, you know, I called him last year saying I got to get you on every week. So I love having him on.
Well, hey, I want to talk a little bit about the officials. So first of all, I'm a game developer, and rules are really important to us. So a couple of things I wanted to throw out there for y'all. What I'm seeing is the inconsistent application of the rules, and that's been true across the NFL for a decade plus, right? Now, Mahomes is speaking for all of us, even if he's wrong in this case, and we're all frustrated. And what we're seeing is rules that are selectively enforced. in an arena where that has massive implications, right? So especially as gambling has become directly intertwined with the league and what players and fans demand and expect is consistency. So that's a big thing for us. The NFL has the technology and the support structure to get this right, but when you're dealing with an entertainment product, there are limits to what fans will tolerate. So no one wants to see 100 holding penalties a game. That'd be terrible. Let's be honest. That's what would happen with consistent enforcement, right? But the league just needs to determine in black and white what they're enforcing and what they're not, because right now we're swimming in an ocean of gray, and it's not fun.
Okay. By the way, thanks for the call, Ben. And also a new fantasy team name, Ocean of Gray. That's not bad.
I thought that was a Grateful Dead.
No, that's Touch of Grey.
Ah, rejected Grateful Touch Dead songs, yeah.
There's Ship of Fools and Touch of Grey.
Right.
You kind of mix it all together with the aquatic Ocean of Grey.
That was a Yes album.
Underused word.
Listen, I mean, there's going to be different crews. That's the whole point. Different crews. Let's get the best one there for the Super Bowl. That's all I hope for. Because that would be an awful way for this thing to end, is yet another situation.
Literally should just be a robot.
That's what I told you, though, Chris, and TJ and Mike and everybody here, is that Mahomes, even though, as you just heard from our caller, even if Mahomes is wrong in this situation, you know, he still has given voice, and this is going to be another conversation about officiating. And I know Andy Reid said today that Tony was just only an inch or 2 inches being from offsides. And I just want anybody from the Chiefs organization to know the person who told him to get glasses, new glasses, is not me. It's Brockman. I don't own everything he says. Just want to say that.
But I mean,
next time we ask for Andy Reid.
Has he not looked at the all 22? How can he honestly think that's 1 to 2 inches offside? What is he talking about?
He's offside. I mean, it's just that simple. He is offside, and his right his right tackle isn't aligned properly either.
Come on, Andy.
So again, this is, as I said, something to hit at and get the fan base, you know, chewing on their red meat, while I'm assuming lighting up Tony in the meeting rooms. And I don't know how you get these guys to play better. I simply don't. Rashee Rice is a revelation. Thank God for him. Thank God for him. And maybe McKinnon coming back. And I know we were just talking about fantasy, but McKinnon coming back, he is a very valuable outlet guy on third down.
No doubt. Where's Mecole Hardman?
I don't know.
Didn't they reacquire him because he's familiar with the offense?
I don't know. Great question.
I don't know.
I just can't feel bad for a team who's been the beneficiary of so many calls going their way, and now one goes against them. And now let's blow up the system.
One goes against them. They had one in Green Bay that was awful.
Well,
awful.
I mean, every team can call
make
that
up for the flag against Mahomes. Maybe that was
every single team can say look at that. Year, like
Tony's wearing a Green Bay Packer for Halloween in this photo.
He was Mahomes was in bounds. Come on.
So, one more thing to hit right here. The New York Jets. I should have seen this coming. I should have seen it coming, because it is a four-letter word that is dangerous for us. And it's not J-E-T-S, and it's not the one that starts with the letter F, which, you know, is a frequent word uttered by we Jet fans. The word is hope. Because the Zach Wilson we saw show up against the Houston Texans is exactly the Zach Wilson we needed to see starting in week 2. And the Zach Wilson we had hoped to see ever since the number 2 was put on his body after being selected with the 2nd overall pick. I know he lost a fumble. I know it's not perfect. But man, the rest of it is exactly what we needed to see. It took a while to get started, too. It's kind of like that engine. It took a while for it to turn over. I'm not referring to the season-long aspect of it.
Got to warm it up.
But was his best game as a Jet. It really, truly was. It's only his 3rd game with 300 yards passing and his 1st with no interceptions. He did, again, turn one over. But that is exactly what they needed. And after the game, play what Zach had to say. I know we were going to tee up Saleh, but again, it's what he had to say. It's what he's doing with this moment. Play it.
Robert called that what he believes probably your best game of your career. Would you agree?
We'll go back and watch. I mean, like I said to you guys, you know, the flow of just playing football today, you know, was there. And I can't say it's been like that a lot, unfortunately, in my career here. And that's what we're searching for right there, is just playing ball, just moving the football, just completing passes. And, you know, that's what we're always hunting for. And I thought an unbelievable job by everybody. I thought Hack called a great game as well. And, you know, but always things I'm going to want back. You know, I can think of some in the moment, but, you know, we'll watch the film and see.
That sounds like a veteran right there. That's the kid, right, man? Growing into a man. Let's watch the film, give credit to other people. I'm not going to sit here and he's like, it's not been that way a lot around here for me. Yeah. And obviously in the first year and a half, it wasn't others. It was him. And then in the last year, it's been a little bit of him and a lot of the others. And he's not throwing them under a bus after they benched him and after they, you know, asked him to come back in. Now here comes the hope part of it. If he plays like this in Miami, can you imagine? I'm just saying, I'm honestly, they're next up in Miami. If that defense can do to the Dolphins what they were doing on Black Friday before that awful pick six Hail Mary. Don't forget, they picked off Tua twice right before halftime and gave a shot at a Hail Mary, and Javon Holland made a hell of a play. If the defense can do to this offense, and it's a short week for Miami, they play tonight. If they can do that, and then the Jets after that, home for Washington, oop, at Cleveland on a Thursday night, at New England, it would be just like Zach Wilson to start lighting it up, giving the Jets fans the thought, like, can he really be the guy? Just in time for Rodgers to come back and Zach basically to look them in the face and say, get me out of here. You know what it's like? Just the analogy, just to equate it with something that I think might be more relatable, certainly to those in the room here, maybe not you, TJ, or you, Del Tufo, certainly you, Chris. You know how you're having an awful round of golf, just terrible. Ooh, yeah. Okay, and you're just swearing off the game. You're swearing like, I don't want to play anymore.
I'm quitting.
And then you birdie three of the last four holes. Oh. Can't wait to play again, right?
Can't wait to get back out there. I'm playing tomorrow.
You're swearing off the game. I hate this game with a passion. Yep. Why do I even go through?
Why do I do this?
Why do I spend the money? Why do I waste my time? Why do I do this? I hate this game. I'm never picking up a stick again. And then all of a sudden it clicks, and then you're like, okay, I'll do it again.
Yep.
And it takes a while for you to get back out there. That's the way this feels to me.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. Which means there's no way to make me happy. Because, I mean, like, would I rather see him just poop the bed again? No.
No.
No. No. No. Show it to me four more times, Zach. Give me a 9-8 season and put us in a position where we're like wondering, what the hell was that? And what do we do now? And, of course, he wins three in a row. And then all of a sudden, Rodgers will be like, I'm feeling pretty good. Do I come back now?
There's a report.
Put me.
Hey, Ron.
Yeah.
Here, coach.
There's a report he's getting cleared on Christmas Eve.
Put me in that position. Yeah. It's like golf. I swear off it, and then I do well. I'm like, let me do it again. Well, that's exactly what it's like.
Totally.
Let's take a break. I will tread into waters I should not.
Uh-oh.
Next. But I want to prove a point. Even though those who I'm proving it to don't want to hear from me. That's next. This is The Rich Eisen Show.
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day.
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. Sotyktu inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets, but I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there. To learn more, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Stacking Benjamins with Joe and his good friend OG not only has great financial insight, it's laid back with humor too.
Joe talks with Stacking Deeds co-host Crystal Hammond.
I've always been a fan of nosy neighbors. I want nosy neighbors. They can tell you what's going on 10 times faster than you would know.
Again, what's she talking about, Doug?
Really?
We're repairing neighborhoods, but then we're into nosy neighbors. And
yeah, I built a career off of that.
Find out more by searching the Stacking Benjamins podcast, wherever you listen.
Greg in Modesto, California. Let's take that phone call. Line four, Mikey. What's up, Greg?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Hey, what's up?
What up, Greg?
Hey, I was born and raised in Detroit, Michigan, so my nickname is Detroit G.
Detroit G is on the... Can we change that, Mike Hoskins? Do you mind on the fly here on the Roku channel? So Detroit G in California, you're on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, sir?
Michigan is my favorite team. They're my heart. I root for them every day.
Okay.
So I'm with you, Rich. You're my man.
I'm with you, too.
Okay, my thing is, I love the Detroit Lions. We got a chance, but they're playing like a team that they're like holding on to the lead like a basketball team instead of playing hard again. And it's making me a little worried, man. But I think they still got a chance at the number one seed. But they got to come bring it, man.
I know.
You can't just sit on your lead.
I personally think the one seed's gone. To be honest with you, I just want to see them. I just want to see them win more than lose. I want to see a 3-1 finish here, go into the playoffs with 12 wins and a nice head of steam, Detroit G, and take on, you know, it looks like they're going to take on the Packers or the Rams. And I would be concerned about either one of them. Certainly the Rams. Thanks for the call, Detroit G. Can you imagine Matthew Stafford going into Detroit to take on Jared Goff? What that would be for a wild card. That would put a super in a wild card weekend. That's for sure.
Sign me up.
McVay, Dan Campbell, Matthew Stafford, Jared Goff, you know. But I think the Packers are going to be 7-6 by the end of tonight. And by the way, even if the Packers lose tonight, they're still the 7 seed, by the way. They have all the tie breaks in the 6-7 group. But I think they're going to win tonight and have a nice set of steam going into their final four games. It's right here on the Rich Eisen Show. So you can stream the NFL on Westwood One for free, including tonight, sponsored by AutoZone. All season long, listen to every Westwood One broadcast for the NFL Live on the NFL app. You can listen to both games by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on your Westwood One affiliate station digital platforms. AutoZone's free battery testing and charging is available for free at your local AutoZone. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. All right. These people are not fans of mine right now, writ large. Not mean to paint this fan base with a broad brush, but Steeler fans don't particularly like what I've had to say on Mike Tomlin and how he's a terrific coach. He's a tremendous coach. They're lucky to have him. They're nuts to say they've had enough of him. And I understand why they're saying that. I totally get you, Steeler fans, and I tread into these waters knowing how you feel about me, what you told me in my Twitter feed on the Thursday night loss to the Patriots, the second consecutive home loss, as many losses in 5 days as the number of wins both teams that beat them had. First time an above 500 team has lost back-to-back games to teams that were 8 games under 500 at kickoff against them. I understand how that feels, and it stinks. It looks terrible. It's not Steelers football. It's not up to the standard of Pittsburgh Steelers fans, and it's totally understandable. But may I point this out? That despite all of that, these terrible, terrible losses, that the Pittsburgh Steelers at present are still the sixth seed in the final 4 weeks to go. They're still the sixth seed. I mean, right there.
I mean, today they are.
Today they are. And they're taking on a Colts team that I'm calling the game on Saturday. Talk about a big one. 7-6 versus 7-6. Winner stays where they are or potentially moves up as the Browns are taking on a Chicago Bears team that is beginning to play some terrific football. And the Colts, as we know, with Gardner Minshew, they're coming off of a stinging loss. The winner moves on, and the loser, oh boy, the next step is a Lulu. Certain with the Bengals taking on the Vikings on Saturday before the game that I'm calling on NFL Network, the Bills playing as well as they've been playing. And I understand Steeler fans are like, are you kidding me? They're not playing like the Bills right now. They're not going to win anything. They're not going to do anything. Certainly Mitchell Trubisky, it looks like he's starting again. Not looking great. I totally understand. But if I had told them before, if I told you before the season, I shouldn't talk directly to them. They don't want to hear from me. If I told you before the season, you'd be 7-6 going into the final month of the season. Still having a shot at the playoffs.
With your starter on hurt. The bench.
Yeah. Just want to point out, the sky is completely fallen. This guy's terrible. The season's lost. You got 4 more to go. And by the way, guess what? At Indianapolis, home for Cincinnati, by the way, who you've already beaten. And then at Seattle and at Baltimore. And guess what can happen if you beat Baltimore and you win out? And Baltimore's playing San Francisco, too. Just point out, you know, you get a little bit of help. Rams almost helped out big time yesterday. Do I want to point out that there's still a path to the division championship?
For Pittsburgh? Look at that schedule.
Dude,
I mean, come on.
I see the schedule.
How confident are you that they win? If I put the wins at 1.5, what are you going to take?
Oh, I totally understand. I understand what it looks like and what the likelihood is. But to sit here, honestly, my Twitter feed made it look like he should be fired. The team should be blown up. And they might still feel that way by the end of the season. And I might be calling a game in which the Colts blow the doors off them and they have every right to fill up everybody's Twitter feed with that conversation.
The Colts ain't blowing the doors off the Steelers.
And the Ravens, you know, the Ravens have a game at Jacksonville, at San Francisco. And then Miami and Pittsburgh. What if they lose 2 out of their next 3? Then Pittsburgh plays them and Pittsburgh wins out. Guess how many wins they'd have? Same number of wins as the Ravens, and they'd win the division. Just saying. Now, it might be one of those dumb and dumber chances. I get it. But I'm saying there's a chance.
Feels like dumb and dumber, but okay. I'm just trying to protect you.
And I'll be at the microphone, Steeler fans and Colts fans, playing it right down the middle because that's what I do.
You're a professional.
With Kurt Warner on Saturday. And that'll wrap up this program.
It's over already?
Yes, it is. It's gone fast.
Man.
Tony Shalhoub will be on tomorrow's program. He's a diehard Packer fan. We'll talk about tonight's game with him and so much more. Adam Driver is in studio tomorrow.
Nice.
As soon as I am done, I am watching the we're doing our Overreaction Monday pod.
Correct.
And then later on tonight, I'll be hosting Westwood One's coverage of both Monday Night Football games tonight. And in between, I'll be watching Ferrari in advance of tomorrow's conversation with the man who plays Ferrari in that film. Michael Mann's Ferrari, by the way.
Yeah.
And I will ask Adam Driver tomorrow, did he have to mentally prepare himself to kill off Han Solo? I mean, in terms of all the...
Spoiler alert.
Come on, dude.
I didn't know that.
Spoiler alert.
Get out of here.
I didn't.
Well, you don't follow Star Wars then. What do you care?
Well, I don't want to say anything about the...
Did he have to mentally prepare himself? Because I would have.
Yeah.
That's on Tuesday's show. We're about to wrap up Monday's show in a moment on the Roku channel.
You loved Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now get to know her on Give Them Lala.
I don't know that I would call it respect that I have for Sandoval, but the world hated him. He still went out, performed shows with his head held high. He showed up to the reunion when we all were going after him. Like, he didn't skip a beat. The way he's handling it, if I were in his position, and I said it straight up to the entire audience, thousands of people, I would tell you all to and the room was dead.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.